Go to John chapter 3 for a minute. You're going to love this. Verse 13. This is the one that got me right here. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Huh? And he's talking to Nicodemus in the earth, my friend. And he's having a conversation with him in the earth. And he says that he's in heaven while he's having the conversation. Now, how did he do that? Well, let's read that again. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Could you imagine Nicodemus hearing that? What did he say? What about the disciples? What? How did he do that? You're a dual citizen. You have access. But we have to know what we're having access for and what we're having access to. You know, I've always had that tremendous hunger like you have, and especially for the prophetic realm, and I've spent a lot of times with prophets. I have. You don't know this, but I spent 3 days with 35 of them, 24 hours a day. And while that was exhilarating, I came out of there shaking my head. How these people can move into realms and dimensions and move in mixture, and the doctrine that they have. There is no doctrine. Anything goes in that realm. Do you understand that? Not all of them. There's just one dose. Some of them were quite mature. Everything about them is experience, encounter, and feeling. The word is virtually nothing there. And I asked the Lord about that. You remember Pastor Dave when he was so caught up and he had those angels singing. And you heard the story. They were singing. And then he decided he was going to try that spirit. There is hardly any of trying of that kind of spirit not in the whole prophetic camp, but in a lot of it. Just everything goes. I said, Lord, how can that be? But thank God there was discernment. Amen? Thank God he can mark that. I said, Lord, well, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. I'll come back to that. I said, to be with you where you are, you're not here. You don't live here. You're not in this jurisdiction. You're in another one. It's in the spirit. It's the kingdom. You said it. It's not of this world. But you also said we have access to the Father. He don't live here, my friend. He does visit. Amen. The next great revival is not a visitation of God. It's a habitation. Visitation is exactly what visitation is. You walk through the door. He comes. He visits. He sits down. He says hello. And then he says, when he's coming back out, would you like to come to where I live? You should really try my house. But every time anybody wants to approach that realm, there's interceptors. There's craziness. There's goofiness. I know. I've been around them. I had my fill, you know. My spirit, though, just wake up because of that prophetic anointing. You know, it just opens. But I didn't like all that excess. I said, God, if you're calling us to be where you are, we have to learn to move in the jurisdiction of your kingdom without that flakiness. We've got to be able to move where you are. We have to be with you. If we're going to go in, he was not talking about in and out of the earth, my friend. You'll go in and you'll go out. You go in and bring back. You will go to the Father and bring back from the Father. To the Father, bring back from the Father. I said, Father, how do we do this? He said, you do it by my word. Because my word will set a compass, and that compass will never allow you to move in the wrong place. But if you don't have the compass, you might find yourself with the singing angels of the wrong order. But you know, because Dave, our pastor, he prays so much that discernment just kicked in, just natural. He knew. That's not a very natural discernment in a lot of the realm of the body of Christ. My friends, he said we were buried with him in baptism. We were raised with him in glory. Anyway, I'll get to that. Let's go to John 17. This is probably the finest three verses in the entire Word of God, and you know it. We've eaten it. We've partaked. You know, Hebrews says you are a partaker of the heavenly calling. Wow. If I'm a partaker of the heavenly calling, I'd like to actually learn how to partake there. There. You know, heaven comes and visits here. We go to partake there. It just so happens that all spiritual blessing are found in heavenly places. I bless you with all spiritual blessing. What we're trying to do is get God to bring all that here. He says, I need you to go there first. And I need you to do it the right way. There's been a tremendous amount of casualties when you start dealing with this dimension of the Spirit. But so happens that all of it's there. Did he say all? I bless you with all. Say all. All. Spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where are they in heavenly places? We got to get rid of the mystique of all that. And the goofiness of all of it. All right. Verse 22, in the glory and the fear of accessing it. We cannot be afraid because someone didn't make it through. You know how many people went after revival? It didn't make it. It hasn't stopped any one of us in here yet, has it? We have to go into his fullness. John 17, and the glory which thou gavest me. My, what is your glory? Look at verse 5 and 17. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Wow. Whatever he was going, he'd already been there. I'm like, okay, you were there. You're going back to where you were. So you hadn't changed positions. He said, no, but you have. Because I'm bringing you to the position now that I hold. Right? What is that? When he himself purged our sins, forever sat down at the right hand of God. Everyone say forever. Sat down at the right hand of God. Hmm. Look at verse 13. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And that was kind of a popular scripture during the joy movement, you know. I thought, you know, I think it's probably a little deeper than that. As you and I both know, because Pastor Dave has broken this, you know, you know why he did this? He didn't want to sit there alone. Which of the angels at any time did he ever, ever say, come and sit here at my right hand? So why would, when we're moving in the heavenlies, get all entertained with an angel? Well, they don't even have access to the place we do. I'll tell you another thing. They respond to the authority of the right hand. Sit here at my right hand and I'll make your enemies a footstool. They'll immediately respond to the authority of that place. You sit there. Whether you know it or not. So they have my joy. You know, I was in that baptism of love and all this year when I was entering in. I know. I mean, we know what that is now. There's no greater place to be loved of our Father. His position at the right hand, he received the fullness of the Father. He said, you're going to know my joy that I have with him. It's going to be fulfilled in you the way it is with me, because I came here to get you and to bring you to him. And if you will continue to follow me, I promise you, I'll get you there. I'll get you there. I died for you to be there. My position of glory with the Father, I sit at his right hand, and we're going to share it with humanity. I give it to you as a joint heir. And all that it entails. But I want you to know his love. When I was in there, I knew power was right behind the love. I knew the authority and the power. You could feel it back there. It was there, and the Lord said, everybody wants what's behind the veil of my love. But they want to circumvent. And they want the power to come down. I want my people to come through. I reconcile the world through the cross to me, the Father. He's reconciling the world through the cross. You know what happened to the church? They got stuck at the cross. That's where we're dead. There's another part. You were buried with him, but you're also raised with him in glory. Say raised. I'm like, how does that happen? Go to John 14. I want you to look at something. Now we're going to get into some juicy stuff here. Boy, this one sent me an intercession, Pastor. An intercession. This one will mess you up right here, something big. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. I give unto you, let not your heart be troubled. He's still telling them, let not your heart be troubled. He's talking to 11 people. He says, you've heard how I said unto you, I go away. He told him quite often, and I'll come again unto you. If you love me, if you really love me, if you loved me. Now notice how to read this. I'm going to show you how to read this. If you loved me, you would rejoice. If you loved me, if you liked hanging around with me on the earth, don't be troubled. Don't even think about it. Watch what he's going to say. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said I go to the Father. And I'm thinking, why is that going to make them any happier? Oh, that's great. We're glad you're going away, and now you're going away to someone greater than you. But what about me? You're still leaving me. If you love me, you would rejoice. I can't see it happening. I couldn't see Peter just breaking out with praise service right there. Oh, well, hallelujah then. We'll just rejoice on your behalf because you're going to somebody greater and you're leaving us after 3.5 years. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. I said, Lord, what are you saying? He said, if you thought, because I, you know, I'm kind of like Pastor Dave, if I could have been one of those 11, I'd have been one of them 11. He said, I thought, God, what the honor, walking with you, one of your disciples? You got to get this. He says, if you loved me, you thought walking with me in person was something, wait till I bring you to the one that's greater than I, because I didn't come here to represent myself. I came here to bring you to the one I love. I came to bring you and set you in my right hand. Set you there, and he will love you the way he loves me, and my joy that I've had with him from eternity past will be fulfilled in you. Your heart will rejoice. Trust me. He's greater. I didn't coming to represent myself. I'm coming to represent him. Wait till I put you face to face with him. I'm going to do that for you. But you can't go the first round. I'm going to go. I'm going to come back and get you. And I will bring you through the door. And you'll follow me all the way to the Father. And when you do, he's going to change you. He's going to change you a lot. I love what Alan said this morning. I actually wrote it down because we're fixing to hit this place here. Alan said, it's okay to receive from your Father with the imperfection of a damaged soul. Do you know how huge that is? We will in a minute. All right? So he brings us to the Father, right? All right. Where I am, where I am, where I am. You can't go to where I am, but you can go to where I am. Where I am, my glory I give unto you. Father, his last prayer, I will that you be with me where I am. I will it, Father. Oh, my God, when I got in there, because when that started, the grace visitation or the grace encounter started lifting, I said, oh, no. I started clinging hard. I started begging. You just don't know. When you spend 6 weeks in divine love, you will, and begging ain't going to get you there. That's not his path. I said, oh, God, show me. I went to this verse right here. I was leaning on it hard because he put me in there by grace the first time. But he says, oh, you got to go in next time. You're going to have to learn the pathway. And I went to this verse and I said, all right, Father, look right here. I'd sit in my prayer calls and do this. Right here, Father, it said, Father, I will, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. So, Father, here I come. He willed it. I will it. We're two or three more together. There we are. We both were willing it. He's willing it. I'm willing it. Bring me in there. Get me there. It wasn't happening. It wasn't happening. I kept going at it. Finally, the Lord spoke to me. Remember, Gary talked about Abraham, that he had to show him the end of his life before he began. The stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore. Abraham, here he's trying to birth one son. Just give me one son. Maybe this Eleazar. How about Ishmael? Just give me one, and God's talking to him about millions. Why does he do that? Because he always bursts from the finish line. There is actually a part of you that can go to the finish line. It's what you see and what you say. He had to readjust what he was looking at. And the Lord finally told me, he said, son, I've already done this for you. You're already there where you're asking me to take you. You're interceding, and I appreciate the fact, but you're already there. What I require of you, get this, is you to believe it. He said, he that believeth on me, he that believeth on me, he that cometh to God must first believe. I require that you believe. I said, believe what? This one, he started opening it right here. He said, where I am. All right, did he say where I am? There shall you be also. Okay, go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians, now I want you to remember the where I am. Remember the where I ams? Now, Kirk reads from American Standard Version, and I really, really, really like this version here. So, Kirk, if you bring that Bible up here, I want you to read Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Let me see it. All right. here we go. Ready? Colossians chapter 3, 1. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking those things that are above where Christ is. Where did he say, where I am, there you'll be also? Keep seeking those things where Christ is. Where is he? Seated at the right hand of God. Oh my. That verse right there opened the entire book of Hebrews. All of it. Set your mind on things that are above and not upon the earth. For you, I like the King James part on this one, are dead. Thank you. And your life is hidden with Christ in God. Or you can say, my life is hidden with Christ in the Father. All right, now let's read that again. If you then be raised together with him, seek those things that are above. He's telling you exactly where to go. Seek it right at the right hand of God. Set the compass for the right hand of God. You've been raised with him. Don't set your affections upon the earth. We don't do that. We've been buried with him in baptism. In fact, he says it in Colossians 2. You were buried with him in baptism. My old man went down. But it didn't stop there. I was raised together all the way up. He did the work. He finished it. And in asking us to now come into the finished work. I think that's called a place called done. You know, the right hand of God is a place called done. If we can make it into the right hand of God, we're going to get the other. It is finished. You'll go in, and then you'll come back out with something. All right? You remember in John 14, he said, I go to prepare a place. Say place. Go to Ephesians. Ephesians 1 and 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I go to prepare a place for you. We know it's not of this world if it's with the Father, right? Look at verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the work of his might, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and sat him at his right hand in heavenly places. I pray you be with me, Father. I will that they be
with me where I am. I was with you in the right hand from the beginning. I came here. I paid the price. I've come to get them. I have set them free. I brought them to the door. And now, Father, I bring them to come and sit with me as joint heirs, that you may love them the way you love me. The very first thing you should be looking for when you venture into the heavenlies is the Father's love. Don't get sidetracked.
His authority and power is right behind it. The right hand is infinite and explosive. Whew. Ephesians chapter 2. Oh, wait. Can't jump past that. Verse 21. This is huge. Everyone say, huge. Ephesians chapter 1. He wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, made him to sit at his right hand in heavenly places. Look at this. Now this is going to be huge. Far above principalities, powers, dominions, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which has come. So when he says in John, Father, I will they be with me where I am, that you may behold my glory, and that my joy would be fulfilled in you, is he saying that to wait till you have to get to heaven, or is that for us now? In that place, I go to prepare a place for you. I'll come and get you that you might be with me where he is. We know where he is. He sat down at the right hand of God. He prepared a place at the right hand of God for us. He extended the invitation in Colossians 3. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things. If you're risen now, seek those things. Seek them. He's giving you the invitation to go there. Seek it. Set it. Set it into your compass. Set it into your faith. You know the days when we were taking down poverty mountains? You know how we did that? We focused our faith in our compass. We focused it into the Word, and we just stayed at it, just focused. Your faith will produce wherever you focus. Wow. If he is set far above, one of the things I found out, and boy, it took a little bit of practice. I'm telling you right now. Well, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Ephesians 2, verse 5, we've got to bring you up there with him. Amen? Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places. And it's in that position all the spiritual blessings flow. Our hunger is destined to be there. Destined to be there. Now, let me show you what happens, because Alan actually hit it this morning when he said, it's okay to receive from your Father with the imperfection or damaged soul, but the thing about the Father, there's one thing the Father requires above all things when coming to him. He requires that you believe what his Son has done for you. Which means you cannot enter that place with an unworthy spirit. You cannot enter into that. How do I know? Because I tried it. The Holy Spirit was sent to teach us the fullness of Jesus. Jesus was sent to bring us to the Father. The Father will send us back with the kingdom of God at hand. We have to make the full progression to the Father. Hebrews said, let us go on into perfection. Levitical priesthood could not bring the perfection. They stopped short. You know why? They couldn't get you out of this jurisdiction. It was an earthly tabernacle. He said, but our high priest passed into the heavens. He said, our high priest passed through the veil. I want you to see one scripture in Hebrews because there's no way I can open that one. I want you to see that this is remarkable. Wasn't planning on doing this one, but I want to go to Hebrews 6. So, well, I've seen people get weird. Let me tell you something. Remember Pastor Dave said, look, I prayed in tongues a lot, and I'm not weird. I've been hanging out in the right hand of God for a year and a half, and I'm not weird. Not yet. Well, I might be weird to some people. You know how hard it is sometimes? I promised Anna that I'd take Carson, my boy, and we were going on a little shopping spree, and they could go to Walmart, and they gave them a certain amount of money. I said, you just buy whatever you want. Well, I forgot that, and I was all up in there one day. I'm telling you, I was up in there. The love of God was just... It was so thick, I just, and on a tap at the door, she goes, they want to go. And you know what the Lord said? He goes, go. I said, God, I can't, not now. He said, I want to show you something. I walked in that store, and I was suspended somewhere between Walmart and the kingdom. All I can tell you, I'm walking around the store in body because your body don't go there. He separated that. It's your spirit man that ascends to him. It's your spirit man that ascends into his presence. It's presence, rest, glory, love, power, authority. And you can throw wealth transference in there in the top echelon as well. And you can throw the Melchizedek government in there as well. Because he was called after the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. I like Melchizedek. He was a king and a priest all in one body. When I was in that Walmart, I'm walking around like this. No, I was just walking real slow, and I'm like, God, this is what it must have been like when you were talking to Nicodemus. You're here in body, but I'm in another. And this man that used to go to my church, he had to show up and start talking to me. I said, oh, no, God, not right here. Because I'm just off by myself. I don't even know where they are. I'm all caught up. They're off in the shopping. You know, they're in the aisle and Anna's with them. And I'm walking around there, and I'm loving it. I said, oh, my God. He said, soon, son, this atmosphere you feel will start transferring into the earth the way you feel it here. And more than that, power and authority is coming with it. He goes, this is where I stood when I was speaking to Nicodemus, and I've given you this place. You know, the first thing he said when he came out of the grave to Mary, go tell your brothers, touch me not. I've not ascended to my Father and your Father now. To my God and your God. He's not just my Father. Everything I had with him, you have with him now. And I'm going to teach you how to sit where I sat with him at the right hand of God. And you're going to receive that authority and power is going to come down from that place. He taught him when he sent him out into the ship. Launch the net. Cast it. He was dealing with jurisdictions. You release from the kingdom. Well, you need to pray. He started teaching me how to pray from the kingdom. He said, don't even start praying until you get in here. Oh, it's awesome in there. I have a business partner I'm doing things with, and they were really struggling one day, and I was all caught up. And the other partner, he has diabetes, and he had to go to the hospital that day. I mean, it was not a good day. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for them. And I'm all caught up, and he's asked me to pray. I said, I'm glad to pray for him. In that place, intercession does not have to be worked. It flows with just his heart, his love. Just, I mean, you just automatically love there. You don't have to work at it. You're receiving of his love. Yes, I'm going there. He said, you got to get on this before you close. Just this one part, and I'll do what he just told me to do. And that intercession just flows. And I remember I was caught up. He said, bring them here. Where does he sit in Romans 8? At the right hand of God, ever making intercession for you. He calls you up to ever make intercession with him for others. Intercession in that place ain't like this place. I prayed in both of them. That one is better. But you got to learn to get there. You're going to have to learn to move into that jurisdiction. And I remember the love was pouring out. And I come out of there and he had three phone calls. He goes, I don't know what happened. This guy knows the Lord. The other guy didn't know the Lord. Got one part that knows the Lord, the other part does not know the Lord. And the one part that knows the Lord, he said, I don't know what happened, but about exactly an hour and a half ago, I'm thinking, He said, this incredible presence came over my house. He goes, and we hit the floor. And we were caught up in this incredible glory. And he goes, at the same time, my partner calls, the other partner, and he was at the hospital because his legs, the diabetes had just frozen up his legs. And he said, all of a sudden, something hit him. He just jumped out of bed. He said, I feel so good today. I don't even know. And he just got to know the Lord at all. He doesn't even speak English. He's talking in Japanese. Whatever he said. He told the doctor, I feel so good today. I don't know what it is, but I feel really good. I don't need to be here. I'm going home. I said, whew. In that place, you are far above your enemies. David knew how to venture into it. If he could get there when it didn't even belong to him, how much more can we get there? It does belong to us. If he could get there by accounted righteousness, hide me under the shadow. My enemies are ever about me. Let me give you one truth today. You will always, if you're a part of this place, have enemies. The enemy will never leave you alone. Don't even think that you're going to just have some sweet time. He'll always be there. Pounding, but there is a place you can move above him, and that's why he hates you so much, because you have that compass to rise above, because you were seated far above him, and he knows it, and he does not want you to know it. He does not want you to know how to get there, because in that place, I mean, there'll be times the warfare is so intense, and I'll just lay back in my chair. I put soft music on, and I'll just start having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest of all by the new and the living way, consecrated by the veil of your flesh. I draw near. I draw near. All this war is raging. I draw near. You maketh my feet like hinds' feet. You setteth me with you in the high places as an eagle stirreth its wings. So you bear me and you take me today and you lift me. Lift me, Father, on the wings of eagles. Lift me into the place that's been identified in the right hand. For I've been raised together with you. I've been made to sit together with you. I step into the resurrection. I was buried with you in baptism. I'm raised in the newness of life. I step into. You brought many sons to glory. I am where you are. I am where you are. You finished the work and I believe it. And I begin to say it. You maketh me to ride upon the high places. You feed me with the increase of the field. You pour honey upon me. You pour oil upon me. I am where you are. I am with you. And then what started happening is this old age, old unworthiness started showing up in my spirit. This old unworthiness. Well, you don't belong here. Don't you remember what you just did yesterday? How can you go before him like that? Alan hit this morning. I had a lot of imperfection. Still do. But I sure know where all the perfection lives. My God, He's perfect. He is glorious. Listen to this. He told me, I will bring you to the Father, but you must understand He requires you believe what I did for you. You cannot approach Him unworthy. He will not accept that sacrifice because of what I've done, and I paid that price for you. I died in your place. He will not accept the fact that you believe you're unworthy to stand before Him when I forever perfected you by one offering. You were forever perfected to stand in my glory. Forever perfected. What did he say? In Jude, he presents us faultless in the presence. He presents us faultless in the presence of his glory. I am being presented. I'd go in and, Father, Jesus, you present me faultless. I'm faultless. I am faultless. I am a new creation. They told me I was. Hallelujah. I am forever perfected. I've got the born again trail. I am not a sinner saved by grace. I am a bona fide son of the living God. I am a citizen of the kingdom. I am a citizen. I belong in your house. I belong with you. Jesus willed it. He finished it. And now here I am. I am where you are. I sit down. At your right hand. I sit down. I am a partaker of the heavenly calling. Father, feed me. Feed me. Feed me the life. Feed me the love. Let me drink deeply. Teach me. The revelation in that place is so explosive. Kuraba, Shurama, Shukarama, Obarinda, Kifur, Messi, Dandi Profoste, Frabrunde, City. For surely I present you holy and without blame, says the Spirit of Grace. For I am presenting my work, my finest work, when I made you the new creation that you are. It is my great joy and honor to present you to Him. For you are accepted in the Beloved you see. And all the joy that I've had with Him for eternity, you will now experience in this hour. And then you shall walk in my glory. You walk in the power and the demonstration. For my Father, says the Spirit of Grace, will confirm the Word of His inheritance, that all men may know that the Father's house is open to all. Come up, come up, come up. I require of you, says the Spirit of Grace, that you believe in the finished work. I perfected you, and now I accept you. Come before me now. In that offering of perfection. And I will fill you with fullness. And that fullness will come. Bring light, illumination, alignment, healing, and deliverance to you. And those around you. To this city, to this nation, and to the nations. For out of my temple, the waters are ready to flow. From the right side of the temple, says the Spirit of Grace that is within you. For all of this place is in you. For my kingdom is in you, says the Spirit of Grace. And from the right side, from the right hand, and all those that sit there with me, the waters will flow. First to the ankles and then to the knees. To the waist, says the Spirit of Grace. Overhead shall you go in the river of life. And I will turn it to the dead sea of humanity. And all that are dead will live again, says the Spirit of grace. Amen.